Pine Forest at 851-1193 or Crowfield at 764-4618 to schedule your tee time. Do it today.
WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
Well, not much traffic to report right now. Eastbound on the I-26 is getting a little heavy, as well as Dorchester Road near the Air Base Gate and Highway 52 in Goose Creek. Expect some heavy delays, Highway 78 at Rivers and Highway 61 over in West Ashley. But the good news is all the area bridges are clear, as well as the crosstown. This traffic update is brought to you by James Allen County Parks. Beat the heat this summer and have some really cool fun at Splash Zone or Splash Island Water Parks. Open now 7 days a week from 10 to 6. I'm Steve Stokes for your WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
WTMA.radio. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning at News Talk TMA. I'm Dan Moon. Hey, Joe, thanks for coming by this morning. Had to have you on board with us. Joe said he only works about three blocks here from the Francis Murray, and he hadn't had a chance to come in and look at the renovated Francis Murray in Weston. So he thought he'd kill two birds with one stone. Come on over, see us, look at the new hotel. Looks nice in here. They've really done a wonderful job renovating this facility. Let me get to, is it Bev or Ben? Bev, is it Bev? Bev Jenkins.
Oh.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dan. Dan Moon, are you there?
I am here, sir.
There he is.
Yeah, that's better.
Loud and clear.
Well, good morning. Now, you're down in Marion Square this morning celebrating, aren't you?
Man, are we having a great time down here this morning. Uncle Boobie Nash is here beside me. Boo, let me tell you who we got on board. This is another one of our sister stations, the folks over at Cat Country.
Oh, man.
Yeah, listen. This is Steve and Sherry and Mudflap.
How come they have so many people in their room?
You know, say, let me tell you, Boo, we talked to some folks at our sister station, 95SX, a while ago, and Uncle Boo sitting beside me, he was couldn't understand. He said, you know, they had, a guy and two gals over there.
Right.
And you got two guys and a gal with you. And he says, how come you got so many people in the same room?
One person can't handle it. It's that big, Dan.
It's a big show. Huge.
Hey, listen, I want to congratulate you fellows with the Cat Country over there. Bob, these guys are doing a wonderful job. They have really brought their ratings up tremendously, and they're becoming a big, big, big radio player in this market.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, ratings was you had 13 weeks to get number one. If you didn't get number one in 13 weeks, you were out.
Uh-oh.
It was up or out. Let that be a warning to you, Cat
Country. Whoa, when was this?
Hold on a second. We've got to go.
That's
got ugly. Hey, how's the morning going for you guys?
Oh, we're doing great.
Going real well. We should actually take the time to congratulate you and WTMA.
Yeah.
60 years on the air. Not you, but
no.
WTMA.
No.
60 years on the air, Dan. Congratulations to you guys.
Listen, thank you very much. You guys stick around. I think you got a potential of being around for about 60 years yourself here.
We hope so.
You do a great job in the morning here. Hey, Bud, traffic looking all right this morning?
Traffic is doing well, we are told. Thanks, Dan. We will come to you in just a little bit, maybe check in more. The down at Marion Square, go on out and bother Dan Moon for us.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have to wait till after the show is over, but I think we'll head down there and party down with Dan. He's quite the man. He's quite the, he knows how to have a party.
We love Dan Moon.
He's great.
He is a fixture of the Lowcountry for so many years.
The fact that he's down at Marion Square this morning is the fact that now there's coffee in the coffee pot. Because usually he brings in this, like, 4-gallon thermos. It's like, there he goes, decaf, calf, it all goes in.
That's it.
And you guys have to make another pot, so.
Hey, guys.
What a voice, though. You're absolutely right. I could listen to that guy talk all day.
Hey, guys, thanks very much. You know, let me tell you the unique thing there, Uncle Boo. These guys we were just talking to over at both of our sister stations, 95SX earlier and then Cat Country now, on the air at the same time. Now, you know, it's amazing. We can sit there. When you would, back 25, 30 years ago, you would never, ever think of talking on the air live on your radio station with people at another radio station.
Never.
Would you?
Never
consider that.
In our lifetime on the radio, no other radio station existed.
Well, you're right.
Just us. We lived in our own little world.
We talk about the changing history of radio, not only here in Charleston, but all over the country, for that matter. It used to be you had a lot of independent stations. TMA was one. I mean, well, we had an AM and an FM deal, but it was an independent deal. And you may have had 8 or 9 or 10 radio stations here in the area, or 13 or whatever the number was. But they were all individually owned by people, and you were very, very much in competition with each one of those radio stations.
That's right. One man owned TMA. That was Chuck Smith. And
yeah.
One man owned the other station across town.
What was that?
You CSC. And that was owned by John Rivers. And these two guys were just neighbors, you know.
Yeah,
they owned radio
yeah.
stations.
Hey, this lady that's just walked up. Now, I don't know whether you will recognize her. This is the first time I've had the pleasure of meeting this young lady right here today. We've been running some ads in the newspaper for the past few weeks, celebrating this 60th anniversary birthday party today. And in a couple of the ads you may have seen, there was a big picture of a pretty young lady right in the middle of the ad, whose name is Grace Fleming. And she is here with us this morning. Grace, you haven't changed a bit.
Not a bit.
Not a bit.
The hair is a little whiter. Quite a bit whiter.
A little bit whiter. Now, Grace, it's got a date underneath your picture in the ad. It says 1939. Does that mean that you were on the airwaves here of TMA in 1939?
Right.
What did you do on the airwaves in 39?
I had a 15-minute program. It was called at that time a sustaining program.
Let me get you to work out. Get up a little bit closer to the mic here. It was called a sustaining program?
Yeah. I think it was sustaining just until they could find somebody else to fill in, maybe. I don't know.
Well, what did you do? Did you...
I sang.
Sang on the air?
I had a piano player and a guitar player.
Well, now, where did you do this from? Where were the studios then?
Right here in the Francis Brand.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, either third or fourth floor. I forget which.
So they had a studio set up on about the third or the fourth floor of this hotel, the Francis Murray. And there was a piano in there.
That's right.
And you sang and somebody played the piano.
Yeah, that's right.
And how long did the program last?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
By then it was enough.
Was it every day or once a week? Or?
No, once a week.
Once a week. You remember what day of the week it was
I
on?
I can't even recall. My friends call that a senior moment.
A senior moment, Well, you know, I think Grace is I don't think we've got anybody's schedule that goes past that year, 39.
I'm about as old as they come from here.
Can I ask you, out of curiosity, can I ask you how young you are?
I'll be 78 next month.
78 next month. So you had to be...
All right. Thank you.
So let's see. We're talking 39. We're talking 60 years ago. So you were an 18-year-old teenager singing on the radio.
Yep.
Well, that had to be quite a thrill, didn't it?
It was. And I sang with John Skura's band, who played around Charleston at the time. Sang over the old Isle of Palms Pavilion. And down at the old Folly Pier, that was long before it burned.
When you would get off the air after singing on this weekly 15-minute radio show here on TMA, being 18 years old, how about all your friends, boys, girls, all your teenagers you hung around with? Did they kid you about it? Did they listen to you?
Well, yeah, some of them did. You know, they said, oh, you did okay. I'm great.
You're doing okay.
You're doing okay.
All right, I got to ask you this. Did you get paid for it?
No.
You didn't get paid for it?
I came back right now to collect his interest.
She says...
60 years of interest.
Grace, I don't know whether you heard what Booby Nash just said, but he said, listen, when I asked you if you got paid for it, and you said no, he says, nothing's changed.
Yeah, I heard you coming down too this morning.
Did you ever listen to Boob Nash?
No, I was out of Charleston by the time you guys were around.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I left Charleston in 41. I married a Yankee. And
married a Yankee?
Talking about Yankees.
But well, listen, you're talking to a Yankee here. Where are you from, Bob? Buffalo, New York?
I'm from Buffalo originally.
Oh, from Buffalo. Yeah. I'm from Cincinnati now.
I'm glad you have an excuse for not listening. I'm out of town is a good excuse. I'll accept that.
That's right.
Do you still sing at all?
Well, yeah, off and on.
Do you?
What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, because somebody wants to make a request, Grace. He's from out of town. And he would really like to... Well, come on up to the mic real quick. Come on up here. Get up to the mic real quick. You go ahead and say what you just said. Get up close now.
I'd like to meet you. I think you're a wonderful lady.
He loves the history of Charleston, thinks she's a wonderful lady, and wants to hear her sing a song, I think.
I'd like to hear her sing a
song. Without some music.
Come on. Give me a little acapella. Give me one of your favorites. Come on. Pick something up.
Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Yeah.
I could jump over the moon up above.
There you go.
Fit as a fiddle and ready.
Yeah.
For love.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. There you have it again, ladies and gentlemen. Number one on the hit parade today. WTMA's hit parade number one on Ready for Love. And she is. You know,
I am.
What a beauty.
That's why I come back to Charleston, the
city.
Hey,
Grace.
I still love Charleston.
We thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Have a great day.
I certainly will.
Would you wish happy birthday to TMA?
Oh, I certainly do.
Maybe
happy birthday.
Have a little happy birthday real quick. Can we sing
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
And many more.
And many more. Hey, this entire hour, the 8 to 9 hour, brought to you by our friends at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet down on the Savannah Highway Auto Mile. We're at the Francis Marion Hotel, downtown Charleston, our 60th anniversary, all day today. 8:29 is the time at News Talk TMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.